I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week Summer section. Hiya, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Truro is ending the summer with a big fair, and it's all about local food.
The organization Sustainable Cape is going to celebrate local agriculture, aquaculture, fishing, and farming with the Truro Agricultural Fair, and that's happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday on Truro Center Road. This is an annual event, and it's filled with food offerings, family activities, and music. There will be local food to buy, including oysters, lobsters, fruits, vegetables, eggs, honey, and baked goods, plus lunch to eat from local food trucks. There's going to be some harvest contests, as well as competitions for pie eating, pie baking, barnyard beauty for farm animals, and the Zucchini 500 race for cars that kids can make from that vegetable. Fiddler bands are going to play all day, and other activities are going to include old-fashioned children's games, an art-making table, and bowling with turnips and rutabagas.
If you're in the mood for shopping, this is a big weekend for other kinds of fairs, too, ones that feature crafts and antiques, with dozens of vendors converging here from all over New England and beyond.
These fairs often have some unusual items and unique pieces of art, so it's sort of one-stop shopping for artisans from Cape Cod and the islands or from much farther away. That starts Friday when the Vineyard Artisans hold their 23rd Labor Day Festival from 5 to 8 p.m. Friday and 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Agricultural Hall in West Tisbury's. What organizers say is the largest show on the island is going to feature furniture, clothing, ceramics, jewelry, and fine art, and that's from local artists as well as the chance to watch many of those at work. Then just a ferry ride away, the Rotary Club of Falmouth is going to hold its 18th annual Antique and Craft Show. And that is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at Falmouth Marine Park. The event is going to feature more than 60 vendors from New England and beyond, and musicians are going to be playing in the band shell all weekend. Then over in Sandwich, it's a juried fine arts and crafts show with a lot of local artisans, and that's going to happen from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday on the lawn of the Sandwich Public Library. And in Harwich, the Harwich Historical Society is going to hold its fifth annual Labor Day Antiques Show. That is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday at the Harwich Community Center, and there's going to be more than 30 dealers there with antiques from the 18th, 19th, and early 20th centuries.
On a more serious note, a lot of local performers are coming together for a show Saturday night at Kituat Center for the Arts that will honor a friend.
Brave Horse Music and the Kituat Center are presenting the 73rd Day of Summer, which is a program of music, spoken word, and yoga that is going to pay tribute to choreographer Pamela Wills and what the producer calls Pamela's life lived with grace that unfortunately ended earlier this summer. There will be yoga at 5:30 p.m. and then the show at 7:30 p.m., and all of it is a benefit for local organizations that provide services for people with cancer. The show is going to feature a lot of performers that Pamela worked with in Kami Lyle's Sit a While shows and various musical reviews and other shows, many who apparently had little dance experience, but Pam managed to get them to dance anyway. Her friends wanted some way to honor her, and this show is the way to do it.
One of the many controversies in the news these days involves an appointment to the Supreme Court, and one way to learn about the history behind what's happening is a class being held on Friday.
This is one of the one-day university programs, and on a very timely topic, this one is all about the U.S. Supreme Court. It takes place from 2 to 4 p.m. Friday at Barnstable High School and features Allison Gash, a political science professor at the University of Oregon, who specializes in U.S. Supreme Court and constitutional law. Gash is due to talk about an understanding of the court as a source of policy innovation or paralysis, as well as the recent controversies over the past couple of years surrounding appointments to the court.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week Summer Magazine and the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.